Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
That thing just catches the snot. Because when you have gloves on and your gloves are so big, you can't be like doing this.
Right.
So that gator just soaks your freaking... It's like Coach Reed's mustache, you know, is just soaked with
just catches, it's a catch-all. Yeah. I need that because my nose is always running.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. This gal, straight... off a plane,
a bit from aside Dallas. My mouth, and I keep like touching
it. I hate
it.
That.
And then there's their skin hanging. It's like flapping in the wind. Yep. I just want to pull it off, but then I know it's going to be bloody, and I can't stop like putting my tongue there.
And now we're biting the same area for the next three times.
Bigger.
When you take a bite of a chip and it scratches the top, the roof of your mouth, then you've got that one as well. You know the one, the Tostito.
You're right off a plane, literally from Detroit too.
I am. I wasn't working though, and
so
that
what?
So I don't have any excuse. But this is the problem when I'm not working. It was my first weekend off, and I don't need to tell you this because you're still waiting for one in 18 weeks. Mama got ready, and she was raring to go. I was 9 to midnight. I mean, like I was in it, and that group is so much fun. So we had a great time. Obviously, not the outcome that the Rams wanted, but I was very happy for the city of Detroit. When you have waited that long for a, you know, it was the longest postseason drought without a playoff win. 31 years, they had won nine straight playoff losses. I think it was for them. So it was good for the city. Bummer for Matthew. Obviously, it would have been nice to like go in there, but I was like, shine up that Super Bowl ring, kid. You got the chip. And excited to see what Detroit does
moving forward. Had you been to Ford Field in a while since like the buzz, like the beginning of it looked awesome. We were watching it from TGI Fridays at DFW. I mean, it never looked better than right there at TGI Fridays with the Cadillac marks.
As it does.
And the boneless wings.
People always say, like, what is a Cadillac margarita? Now, my bartending days, I was not the best bartender in the world, but I think it's just putting Grand Marnier on the top of it.
Oh, I thought it was top shelf. Oh my God. Oh, I am going to tangent right away.
Go.
I did not tell you last week, week 18, I tried my first martini.
Oh my God. She's all grown up. She's got a tattoo and she's drinking martinis.
I liked it better the night before because I feel like the dinner was more martini-ish. And then I was like, you know what? It's the night before the game. I don't want to have a martini the night before the game. I don't trust myself. It's like doing like a something else. And it's like, I got a big day tomorrow. I don't want to like have a martini. And I wake up and I'm like, hello.
Well, it's like when you take NyQuil.
Exactly.
You're like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I need to be with it.
Totally.
It.
So I ordered it the next day with Jillian and Kevin and Jake Jolivet, and I didn't love it.
Wait,
and I need more
information. What was it? A dirty martini? Was it slightly dirty?
It was dirty.
I can
kept
give you
needing
some tips.
More olive juice because it was a lot of vodka. It felt very gasoline-y. And then Kev ordered one. Kev ordered one with a lemon twist. And I kind of liked that one better, but then it got a little too sweet for me. And I was like, Forget it. You guys can have mine. Can I get a tequila soda? No, tequila water right on back. The rocks. Thank you.
The tequila water thing is really something. I want to get into it so bad. I wanted to get into the vodka soda thing. I never could get into that. Wanted to get into tequila water because that's like the healthiest version.
Right.
No, not me. I'm reverting back to my college days. I can't stop ordering vodka cranberries.
I was wondering what your drink of choice was this weekend in old Detroit.
I was drinking vodka cranberry all weekend long.
Well, and maybe by the way, being
the
proactive.
UTIs have went away.
Great.
So I don't know. Maybe there's a correlation
Perfect.
Here. So things are working out. But I feel like I'm in, like, I was going to say junior high with all the drinks I was drinking in junior high. I feel like I'm back in college. Like, who orders a vodka cranberry? It's such a juvenile drink.
I was ordering
drink.
Mudslides in college. Stupid.
Okay, the calories in one of those things, that's like me with eggnog at Christmas. I'm just crushing eggnog, putting on 20 pounds Oof. In no time. Love an eggnog.
Eggnog makes me think you're drinking like French toast batter, you know? Dip some bread in it. You've got some French toast.
That's funny. Okay, wait. You had, because I was bothering you while you were working.
No, you were. You guys were so cute. That made my whole day that you were watching. Thank you.
We're well, of course, so excited.
40, I think 43 million were watching.
Holy shit. Was that the final number?
Hold on. I'll just pull it up.
Oh my God. While you
imagine
look for
if
that.
It had been close. Oh, 40 okay. million were watching. Wait. Yeah, 40 God, million viewers. So... peaking at 43.4 million from 6:45 to 7. Let's see. Sunday's matchup between the Cowboys-Packers projects to be the best performance for an NFL wildcard game. It was up 20% over last year. Okay. Anywho, all those people that watched, that's great, but your text message was so sweet and the video was adorable.
We were, and Kelly being the amazing person that she is, again, I don't know how she has time to get these girls
she's
all
so good
in matching outfits. She's planning the tailgate for all the wives and girlfriends. She's just the best. But we were watching you, and as, first of all, you looked incredible. The boys were like, is that a mauve colored jacket? And I looked at them
and
I was like,
nude. Rose gold.
It was. And then they were like, it's got to be Tom Ford. And I was like, the commentary, it was so good. You looked beautiful.
Thank
and then Pam kept
you.
Being like, her hair looks so great. Everything, you looked gorgeous.
Thank you.
And then we were all so excited. You know, I say this to you all the time. Like when I see you on TV, like obviously I know what you do for a living. But then I see you on TV and I get all, I'm like, you guys, Aaron's on.
Oh,
everyone,
I love you. Start,
like anyways, it was so great. But that game, oh my God. Any Dallas Cowboy fans, I need you guys to write in or send us a DM on your thoughts the morning after. Mm. I'm so, hey, by the way, good for the Packers fans.
Yeah,
like, woo,
yeah,
Jordan
yeah.
Love, like, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome,
awesome,
good for you guys. But, oh my God, like, if I am a Dallas Cowboy fan, I'm thinking to myself, this camp, I wake up this morning and I'm like, did that just happen again? Like, the postseason conversation with that poor fan base and team. I can't imagine how Dak and all those guys feel this morning.
And that's the part Buffalo just scored again. Josh Allen ran it in.
What's the score right now?
It is, my math is so bad.
Well, they
it
put
is
the score up.
20 to nothing. Sorry.
I'm how was your math?
He had a 52-yard touchdown run. Wow, Josh Allen. You got some
you
wheels.
Do your thing.
Oh, they're all throwing snow in the stands. That's really cool.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
Do you see, like, people in there, like, earlier when they were doing those live shots where it was, like, the fans, like, the snow's just, like, they're in an igloo, just covered. I can't imagine being in a game like that.
Did you talk to Kaylee about Kansas City? What did she say?
It was
she
just
looks
on
great.
Our group text.
Freezing her ass off.
And then because Whit had sent like a picture of Palm Springs or something with some
that's
other thing
so
related
rude.
To that. And she was like, I'll go anywhere right now. That's warm. I'm still thawing out. I can't imagine. Patrick Mahomes' helmet cracked.
It was incredible.
Like, what?
Yes.
That the coldest game I saw. What was it that you worked? What game was that?
That was wild card Kaepernick 49ers at Green Bay. I think we talked about it in our meeting room. I think our wind chills were like minus 10. So that was pretty damn chilly. My braids, like I braided my hair because I wore like this full hat and they just like went like this. It was crazy.
Froze it, like, yeah. There's like wire in the bottom of it.
What Kaylee had on was that gaiter, which you can pull up over your nose, which is great. And I was telling somebody, they were like, how do you even prepare? And I said, those gaiters are awesome because your nose
those
is
gaiters.
Running the whole time. And that thing just catches the snot. Because when you have gloves on and your gloves are so big, you can't be like doing this and
right.
this.
Right.
So that gaiter just soaks your freaking, it's like, Coach Reed's mustache. You know, it was just soaked with
just it's a catch-all. I need that because my nose is always running. Because I wax it. I think I got to stop waxing my nose. It's always running. I'm always doing this. And by the way, we don't need to be doing this. Like, get a tissue.
Ew, yeah.
Stop wiping your nose. And then I felt so bad when I was in Vegas. I was there and I had the great pleasure of meeting wonderful people. But how embarrassing. I'm going like this and then I'm shaking your hand. Like, ew, knock it off, Carissa. Hey, going back to that, I need some of that hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
in your purse.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, so that game, oh my God, Aaron, it's not good. But
no.
Let's recap the weekend. So in Dallas, you obviously, we're all moving there. I had someone say to me this weekend, when are you guys moving to Dallas? And I was like, not soon enough. I'll tell you that.
Tomorrow.
As I just paid $2,500 for my windshield that was broken. Somebody threw a some gentleman who wasn't in his right mind threw a baseball at my windshield and it shattered my windshield and I had to pay $26. Which, by the way, why is the windshield so fucking expensive? Because they got all these sensors in it for the rain thing. And I'm like, oh my God. Anyways, okay, so Dallas, go.
Dallas is a blur because of, I mean, we sat again. This show should be sponsored by TGI Fridays. We sat at TGI Fridays. Huge table, by the way. The gentleman serving us, he was on it because we were coming with orders. We're like, oh, hot. Two Santa Margaritas, a well-done burger, fries. Yes, I'd like the mustard. We just sat there and we're like, what happened? And again, you shouldn't get attached and you shouldn't. And I wasn't rooting for anyone. I hate when anyone loses. But I've obviously, that was my ninth Dallas game. I just looked over at their team sideline reporter, Christy Scales, who does an awesome job. She works with the radio. Nobody's closer with that team than her. And she just said, my God. And I said, you know, this is lives and this is careers now at this point. And that's the shit I think about. I was saying to Jarrett, like, you know, You think you have to uproot your family if there's a coaching change, mm-hmm. you know, if the teams will never be the same with players or coaches. So that's families, that's jobs being lost. And I just said to Jarrett, you know, I would think about when he lost and getting up the next day to go clean the locker out and being like, all right, guys, we'll get him next year. And it's like, what do you even fucking say? What do you say?
I know. I hate seeing anyone who lose. We had mentioned it on the pregame, but I went to Detroit to support our wonderful friends, the Staffords, because obviously the whole storyline there for them going back
to a
place that meant so much to them. And as Kelly has said, you know, raised them and their girls, you know, were born there. Tata was born here, Tyler was born here. But anyways, it was really, really cool to like be a part of that with them for the weekend. And also just be a fan for a second. Like we never get a chance to like go to football games and just like, not be working one. So, you know, it's so cool. Sports, we talk about it a lot on this podcast. And I had the great pleasure of meeting a lot of you wonderful listeners.
We're
at Kelly's. Kelly and Hank did a morning after like a live session. It was so much fun. I text you. I was like, it makes me want to do it.
Good. And
like, I
know we're going to do it. We're going to put it on here. We're going to do it. Ryan's happy. We're going to do it.
You and I would have the best time
because
it was so funny. So Kelly's she's like, God, I'm nervous. Like, I don't do this. Like, I don't want to, like, I have to get in front of people. And I'm like, you're going to be fine. 2 minutes into the thing, she's like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She's like, and Steve looks at me. He goes, we've created a monster.
Yeah.
Like, she was in her element. And here is one of the many reasons that I love Miss Kelly Stafford. She is who she is. She does not apologize for it. She is the sweetest Southern little belle you ever did see. She stayed, took a picture with everyone that wanted a picture. Had a conversation with everyone that wanted to have a conversation. Like, she's just a wonderful human. And it was obvious how much she's loved in that city because they don't talk about
so
it.
Much.
Exactly. And they're not the people that like need to, you know, have a poster of like, look at how great we are. But they have given monetarily to that city to help with rec centers and all of these incredible things that family does. But anyways, I was just happy to be a fan, go support them. Bummed for Matthew that they didn't win, but obviously happy for the Lions fan base. They've waited a long time for that win. And Jared Goff, you know, there's always the other storyline where, you know, you want to see someone have success when they feel
Campbell.
They might have been put in a situation that they didn't feel wanted or needed. But yes, so I got to meet wonderful people that were also at Kelly's event and they listened to the Calm Down podcast. And I just think it's so nice that you guys listen and like us because half the time I'm like, who's listening to this? And you guys are so great. So I just love you. And it made me really excited for ours.
Oh, I love that. That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah, I haven't gotten a checkup on you or Kelly or anybody. I just feel like I've been living vicariously through text.
You've been working?
Yeah, but whatever. And you guys had a time this weekend. So I'm so glad her event was great. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that made you want to do it because we're going to do it. And hopefully we're talking about doing it maybe potentially really soon. So let's go.
So you're still very much in the thick of it. I'm either done or I don't know, but I can't wait to watch you. And so you're headed to is that public? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
We have Green Bay at San Francisco Saturday
which
night.
Which will be great.
Crappy weather, though. God.
Oh, what's happening? We already know. Look at me. We already know.
70% chance. And it's getting worse.
Oh, I definitely don't like that.
No.
How did this dog get out? The dog let himself. I was like, where's Willis? He opened up this. This guy opened up the door. You can't see it from there. I'm like, what? I see him laying out there.
He's a genius.
Guy. Oh my God, my son's a genius. Hey, speaking of son, I want to go back to your matchup. What do we got going on over here? I haven't got a Mac video
other
than him in the tractors.
I didn't want to tell you because I knew it would be like you'd be on the phone with me immediately and I had a lot going on and we had a big weekend.
What?
We took our first header. We took our first header.
Yeah. No.
Apparently kids do this all the time. We did we fell off the bed. And then we broke out in hives the next day, but those are better. We didn't know if that's from eating avocado and wait for it. We're cutting our first tooth.
Oh my God.
It's a lot happening. So much happening.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And this
wait, so what are we doing for the teething?
He's just slobbering. We just are throwing stuff in his mouth. Like he's actually today for the 5 seconds I've seen him. No, I'm kidding. He's actually like, I feel like his temperament is a lot better before I left. Oh, right. We talked about it on the show. It was, now it's a lot better. But Yeah.
Temperament is 7 months old.
Oh my God. But anyways, like it was so interesting because after he fell, I talked to a lot of people and they were like, oh yeah, one of many. Like I texted the hockey, you know, King's trainer, King's doctor. I talked to Greg when he walked in. He's like, he's fine. And I knew he was, but like, I didn't want to be the parent that he falls. And like, I'm like, you good. But then I'm like, it's not good. Right. So, yeah, that's an interesting lesson of like how to handle it as well, too.
Well, you're going to deal with this the rest of your life where it's like that balance of like, I don't want to overreact, but I also need to do my due diligence at the
home, too. And so I felt so bad about that. And so I was like, fuck. And so then I was like,
well, first of all,
I get it. But I was like kind of being, wait for it, overbearing after it happened because I wanted to make sure I was on top of it because I couldn't be there. So,
so you were calling every specialist and wondering if he was in concussion protocol.
Exactly. I mean, I can
Matt,
do that.
Are you in the blue tent or are you not? Can
Matt,
we do a sideline report from Erin on her son's health? Okay, well, first of all, don't ever not to tell me something. That was like when I found out that one of my dogs at the ranch had died and they didn't tell me because they didn't want me to be upset. And then I go up there and sweet Tony's son's like, bear died. And I'm like, my dog died and no one told me? No, that was bad. No, we can't not tell me what's going on with Mac, but I understand that you're busy. However, you know who's going to be very upset about that, Steve.
I know.
Steve's not going to like to hear
this. I just didn't want to, you know, what's the word? Send out smoke signal. How do I say it? Signals.
A smoke signal?
I didn't want to send a smoke signal. I didn't want to like worry, you know, the crew. You guys were having your time, but I was like, he's going to be fine. He's going
to
be fine.
Okay, so he's fine. You're headed to San Francisco. Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah. I'm checking out the precipitation right now to see, like, game time, what I'm looking at, the percentages.
Anyone that doesn't know this about Erin, well, it means one of two things, that you haven't seen her on the Fox Weather Channel. You haven't seen her bit with Al Roker, which is still my favorite thing she's ever done on television. Erin loves a weather report. I'm the person who doesn't even check the weather. And I don't know that I needed a jacket or I don't know.
Oh my God, were you prepared in Detroit?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I was prepared in the jacket department. I got a lot of good jackets, like warm jackets now. But the shoes, no. And you know I'm not a gal to just like put on a rain boot or whatever or a snow boot. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to be cute. So I'm out there in tall boots.
How cold was it?
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
You guys were in it.
We walked to breakfast one morning and it was two blocks and we all looked at each other like, ain't doing that again. But that was, I don't know. I mean, it's the wind, the whole thing. Nothing though, compared to Kansas City.
No.
I just couldn't believe how cold that was. Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciated that being a fan for the first time all season and sitting in a dome was really nice.
Yes.
I was like, this time of year, get me in that dome.
Us
so when
too.
I saw you yesterday, hair perfect, killing it, I was like, ooh, this girl has earned an indoor game.
Yeah, because normally, this was a good
constantly.
Point. I will save this one. I'm cautioning, or I'm censoring myself. But yesterday, we woke up and it was 15 degrees. And so it was like, get inside. But normally, I'm at Lambeau this time of year.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Yep.
I'll say it because they're going to be just fine. We didn't go to Green Bay as much as we did in years past. You know, Green Bay obviously struggled in the middle of the year. We got them at Thanksgiving. They win. Mm-hmm. We get them first game of the year in Chicago. They win. But in the middle of the season, we didn't take our normal Lambeau trips. We were there like just as much as we do Dallas. Jillian, right on it. As soon as we get in the game, we're like, how about Jordan Love? Like, how about the wide receivers? Jillian goes, you guys, we're back to going to Green Bay next year. We're like, yep, we are. They're back, baby.
Grab that beanie and grab that coat.
You're
going
right,
back.
Jills.
Where's the gator?
Uh-huh.
The gator. But good for Jordan Love, though. I know that we
and
mentioned
good for
that.
The Packers.
But
like it's better. I'm not saying to, you know, absolutely Schlitter bomb Dallas. We wanted a closer game, and so did they. But football's better when the Packers are good.
Yeah.
Football's better when the Giants are good. You know, like, so,
or just these young kids. And I looked at CJ Stroud, you know, and that moment for him
awesome.
And D'Amico Ryans, it's just, you know, we've talked about it. I don't know why I need to keep putting a footnote on every time I say this, but like, these are people and you root for people. And I know that, yes, there's some part of our job where it's like your objective, of course, because you're covering both teams, especially for you. But like, I just root for individuals and like, good for you, Jordan Love, and good for you, CJ Stroud. Who just threw an interception?
They almost, Josh Allen was almost picked.
This podcast is taping. We would never normally be taping in the middle of a football game, never. But that Buffalo game was moved. And what's the score now?
It's 21-0.
I'm not good at math.
In the second, 2:23 left. 4th and 7.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So you have a big week. And yeah, I'm going to come over fly. Now.
I'm getting Botox tomorrow, too. Thank
Whoa,
God.
Whoa, cute.
I just need a little. Last week.
Do you ever wax in the middle of your eyebrows in that, like up here?
Can I be honest? I haven't waxed my eyebrows in forever. I just, and I feel like it's
stopped growing.
What are we
doing? Plucking?
Yeah, I'm plucking. I just feel like it's kind of stopped growing, which is also frightening because one of my other girlfriends has talked to me about them going gray and losing them. And I'm like, oh my God, this happened. God. So I've been doing a little serum. But yeah, I'm really excited about Botox on Tuesday. Can't wait to get shot up in the middle of the face after I saw myself in the Cowboys very dim locker or dim bathroom stall as I was going to go potty. And I was like, whoa, need a couple of whatever they call it right here.
Well, I asked about the waxing because I don't normally, I wax my, you know, when I go to Lynn's, it's one-stop shopping. Oh I mean, I'm one step away from a rhinoplasty when I leave that place, you know, but she's taking liberties. Now she's getting real comfortable. I have a great relationship with my nail technician. She's practically family, but she just starts doing things and she waxed in between my eyebrows and I don't like that because I'll break out and now I've got all these little bumps right there.
Oh yeah, and I'll pick them.
What are we doing, Lynn? And it's like, I have a rash. Me and Mac, we've got a rash.
Hi. What do you call those things that the professionals use to get the blackheads out? A lancet?
Extractor?
A lancer?
Oh,
a lancer? Hold on.
East lancing. Lancing.
A lance.
Lance
whatever.
Means like you like,
got
put
some
a little,
of those.
Whatever.
And I want to use it really bad on this. But I got a sit down with Jordan Love. I got the 49ers.
A sit down with Jordan Love. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm just, what a cutie.
When Oh, you have to do that. So you got you need to get off this podcast and start packing.
I know, right now.
Because she's got to go. This girl's busy. All right. I love you. I'm not going to call you.
I love you too.
Both watch the game and then I'll call you tomorrow.
Wait for it. I have to shoot a reel. I'm so bad at it.
Oh God. This is not good. Aaron and I sign up for these things. So whenever it comes through, because we've got bills to pay, we're always like, yep, fine. We'll do it.
And I didn't know it's like when I'm so tired and want to watch football.
Then there's the moment where it's like, hey, nudging you.
It's due.
Friendly reminder.
I'm putting it at the top of your email.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are. And I don't know how these women do these things. Oh. I'm recording. It's not working. And now we're it's a video mashup, but then we can't have the audio. And one thing, they're making it so hard. And I always feel so lame doing them. And then you send, you're like, okay, great. I did it. I sent it in. They're like, so you forgot to add the verbiage of this and that. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm having to do it and it's not worth it. And then finally I'm like, fine, I don't want the money. I don't want the money.
I don't want any of it.
I need the money. The animals need to be fed. But I hate it. I'm so bad at them. I'm really sorry you have to do that right now.
I know.
Good luck to you.
It's going to be tough. Okay.
You guys, for whoever I met in Detroit over the weekend, I love you guys. We cannot wait to do a live show.
Great
I
hope news for show us, up. Ryan. I might We're be really doing out. This now.
I wonder if no one shows up, though.
Oh, shut up.
Love you guys. Aaron, I'm very proud of you. You look fantastic, and I know you're in it. Go, team, go. Playoffs, baby. Get it, mama.
Woo!
And I'll be down to watch Mac.
Love okay.
You. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.